Special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Salam. Welcome. This is another episode with a new topic that is greed in Islamic point of view. But first, as usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 23rd of Jamadi al-Thani 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Day 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of January 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And for blessing this moment, let's listen to chapter Humazah, verses 1-9.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ويل لكل همزة لمزة.
Woe to every scorner and mocker.
الذي جمع مالا وعدده.
Who collects wealth and continuously counts it.
يحسب أن ماله أخلده.
He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal.
كلا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ.
No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ.
And what can make you know what is the crusher?
نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوقَدَةِ.
It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled.
الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ.
Which mounts directed at the hearts.
إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدًا.
Indeed, hellfire will be closed down upon them.
فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدًا.
In extended columns.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verse refers to those who pile up wealth not as a means of help but as a goal. They observe to limit or condition in gathering it whether it is lawful or unlawful by honorable or dishonorable ways, from their own right or others' right. Oppressively, and they know it as the only sign of dignity and personality. They do not want wealth to use for their necessities. That is why they never become satisfied, and however much they increase their wealth, they are more eager and avaricious to make it eager.
Allahumma ya wasi' al-maghfira yaghfir li ya. Allahumma ya wasi'ar
Let's come back to our great topic, and that is greed in the Islamic point of view. In this life, our existence is surrounded by certain necessities which hold a tight grip on us from the day that we are born. Some of these necessities, such as food, clothes, and shelter, are basic, and the preservation of life system depends on them. Needs of this type are natural and cannot be taken care of permanently. The other type of needs are non-essential and are constantly changing and can never be totally fulfilled. According to natural motives and the sense of need, man seeks money and struggles with all his might against all problems and difficulties which may stand in his way to make more money, for to most people, wealth is the beauty of life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about greed and its consequences from an Islamic point of view. In this life, our existence is surrounded by certain necessities which hold a tight grip on us from the day that we are born. Some of these necessities, such as food, clothes, and shelter, are basic, and the preservation of life system depends on them. Needs of this type are natural and cannot be taken care of permanently. The other type of needs are non-essential and are constantly changing and can never be totally fulfilled. According to natural motives and the sense of need, man seeks money and struggles with all his might against all problems and difficulties which may stand in his way to make more money, for to most people, wealth is the beauty of life. It is natural for the condition of man to vary in this field. For instance, if a man is surrounded by poverty and weakness, he starts to seek sustenance by all means possible, try to eradicate the poverty which surrounded him. If a man has acquired wealth, he becomes inflicted with conceit and arrogance, as if there was a direct relationship between wealth and the latter traits. Finally, if a man acquires wealth and security for himself, he becomes intoxicated with conceit and arrogance, and evil inspirations endlessly battle his mind. Life takes various forms depending on how every individual views it, and because the reasoning ability differs from person to person. For example, there are many people who have not realized the truth or reached the stage where they can distinguish between places of safety and danger. Realization of the facts of life and reaching the state of happiness requires precision in the secrets of existence, especially the secret of knowing oneself, which can only be done in the domain of reason and logic.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
One question is here: what makes greedy people greedy? One of them is fear. Fear is a significant factor that can drive a person to become greedy. A fear of financial struggle or loss can manifest itself as a need to accumulate more money and resources. This fear can also contribute to a lack of generosity and sharing with others. Overcoming fear through mindfulness therapy, or other practices can help reduce this greedy behavior. And another one is competition. A competitive nature can drive a person to become overly greedy. This can fuel a need to outdo others and acquire more resources than they have. Competition can be healthy up to a point. However, when it becomes obsessive, it can lead to greed and selfishness.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light, you guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need, anyone or anything in life but you.
Really, how to avoid greed? One way can be finding what drives our wants and needs. What do I mean? Once you have that realization, start by looking at what drives your wants and needs. Is there something that can give you a sense of fulfillment without having to accumulate material goals? Can you find something else that will help fill the void in your life? Is it seeing something you want on TV or in a store? Does it feel like you don't have enough possessions? Once you've identified your triggers, you can start to plan ahead for future scenarios that might bring up unwanted greed.
Imam al-Hasan says that the shaitan, he tries to exploit our greed to misguide us. Imam al-Sadiq says in one hadith that the shaitan, when he wants to misguide us, he has a list of what tools he should use to misguide me. So he has them in an order, in a sequence. He goes to number one, he tries to misguide me, let's say through arrogance, but sometimes he fails. So he crosses out the first one. Then he goes to the second one. Let's say the second one is envy. He tries to misguide me through envy. He can't. Then he may go through number three, for example, is alcohol. He may try to misguide me through alcohol. That doesn't work. Number four could be girls, for example. And then he wants to misguide me through that. Every tool that he fails in, he moves to the next one. But then Imam al-Sadiq says, when all else fails, when everything fails, you're very strong, your iman is strong, he leaves the best for last. The strongest tool and weapon for last, the imam says he leaves greed. The love for money, the love for this dunya and money, he leaves it for the end because he's sure that most people, if they're able to withstand all the other tools and strategies, they will fail when it comes to money. When it comes to money, they will give in and they will be defeated against the shaitan. And the Imam says when he reaches greed and love of dunya and money, he rests there. He sits down and settles, meaning he uses it as a long-term strategy. He doesn't try once or twice. He tries 1,000 times. He'll try for 20 years, for 50 years. It's a long-term strategy. It's not, you know, every other while or from time to time. It's an everyday strategy that the shaitan. When everything fails, he knows that greed will usually not fail.
That was is all, of course, for this episode of today's special, which will start under the title of greed in Islamic point of view. Inshallah, we continue to know about this topic more and more. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
We turn to you day and night, seeking ways from wrong to right. We turn to you in prayer and vow, not knowing all the deeds we do. We turn to you endless favors, increasing in their flavors. We turn to you in sheer delight, for truth.